Section 2. What is a PSA? A PSA is a statutory but flexible arrangement between HMRC and an employer, which allows the employer to settle, in one payment, the income tax liability on certain taxable expenses payments and/or benefits in kind. This would be where the employer does not want to include the item on the payroll or to report it on Form P11D. In addition to paying the income tax, the employer also has to pay any national insurance contributions due on the taxable expense payments and benefits included in the PSA. And there's also national insurance contributions due on the income tax paid by the employer. The amount of NICs payable when included in a PSA is limited to the employer-only rate of Class 1B NICs. Like Class 1A NICs on the 2010-11 P11Ds, this was 12.8% up to the 5th of April 2011. It is now 13.8%. As already mentioned, the income tax liability must be grossed up so that the employer pays the tax due on the additional benefit of the income tax being paid for the employee or director. HMRC's description of a PSA is that a PSA is a flexible scheme you can use to settle any PAYE tax and NICs due to HMRC on three types of expense and benefit. That is, minor items, irregular items, and items where it's impractical to operate PAYE on or to value for P9D or P11D purposes. If HMRC agrees to include an expense or benefit in a PSA, you won't have to take any of the following steps that might otherwise apply to it. Firstly, you won't have to include the item on an employee's Form P11D, P9D, or the P14 at the end of the tax year. Next, you won't have to put the item through your payroll to work out any PAYE tax or Class 1 national insurance contributions that would be due. And then, you won't have to pay Class 1A NICs on the item at the end of the tax year when reported on a P11D. Instead, HMRC says you will settle the tax and NICs due on the items covered by a PSA with a single payment that includes both the tax due on the expenses and benefits covered by the PSA, and we are told to note that this tax would normally be payable by your employees, usually through their tax code, and that the tax you pay must be grossed up, taking account of the tax rates payable by the employees covered by your PSA. More of that later. HMRC also points out that Class 1B NICs, calculated not just on the value of the items covered by the PSA, but also on the tax paid under the PSA, as I've already explained, has to be paid.